Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
In northern Wisconsin, snapping turtles, painted turtles, and state-threatened wood turtles emerge from lakes and rivers in mid-June to lay their eggs wherever they can find loose soil, sand, or gravel. The eggs incubate for anywhere from 55 to 120 days if they aren't dug up by the host of predators that voraciously await them. Earliest hatches occur in August if the summer has been hot and dry, while later hatches occur in September if it's been cool and wet. A hatch in August usually means a much higher percentage of females. A hatch in September means far more males. If the summer has been particularly cool and wet, the hatchlings may even remain in the nest over the winter and emerge the following spring. Today's snapping turtles have not changed much from 215 million years ago, when the most primitive turtles lived. One researcher says that these are creatures who are entitled to regard the brontosaur and mastodon as brief zoological fads. Snapping turtles can live a very long time. It's possible to determine from the rings on the shell how old a snapping turtle is. The oldest observed age for snapping turtles so far is 75 years, though it's believed they can live more than a century. The semi-terrestrial wood turtle prefers clean rivers and streams with fast flows and healthy adjacent wetlands and upland deciduous forests. One of the best places in Wisconsin to find this habitat is the Nature Conservancy's Wild Rivers Legacy Forest near Florence in Florence County in northeast Wisconsin, where two state-designated wild rivers, the Pine and Popple, flow through 64,000 acres of woodlands and wetlands. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.